Count your blessings, ladies and gentlemen, because this is Brian Pillman Jr., and you're listening to the most influential podcast. You're listening to the Pro Wrestling Proverbs.
I mentioned on our Great Lakes Comic-Con podcast that we were going to be at Astronomicon. We... Pro Wrestling Proverbs name, not we as a duo, unfortunately.
Nope.
Anthony's got to be a big boy and work.
Yeah.
Luckily, my job does not require me to work Saturdays.
It's funny, I have to work, but as we're here recording this the night before, I was supposed to work tonight, but I decided to call in. Tell him, get the fuck out of here. I ain't driving in a blizzard.
No. Hopefully some of the snow is melted tomorrow when I'm on my way to Livonia, Michigan for Astronomicon. This is the 6th Astronomicon put on by the lovely Twisted, who's an offshoot of the Insane Clown Posse. This will be the 3rd Astronomicon I've attended. The first one I went to was Astronomicon 3. I went on a whim because Mick Foley was going to be there. And this was, you figure 3 years ago, this was really before wrestling cons were really picking up steam. Like, there'd been a couple star casts, but they weren't as prevalent. You didn't have Squared Circle Expo. You didn't really have WrestleCade, WrestleCon, at least not as big as they are now. So having Mick Foley come around, pretty dang cool. I know my dad, there was a horror movie character from The Hills Have Eyes played by Michael Behrman. He was going to be there. That's why my dad went. We go to the horror conventions as well. But seeing Mick Foley, that was the big thing. I do find it funny, Tay Conti and Sammy Guevara were there together. And this, you know, like I said, about 3 years ago. But then last year, of course, your boys went. Unfortunately, you know, Scott Hall was supposed to be there. He did pass. We still met, you know, Big Sexy Kevin Nash, X-Pac/6 Sean Waltman, Steiner Brothers, The Godfather/Papa Shango. I met the guy from Gremlins. You can hear about that. We actually have a Astronomicon podcast, Astronomicon 5.
Yeah,
I take a listen to that.
I have the badges right over here. I'm looking right at them.
Yeah, and speaking of badges, the cool part about this year, I'm not just going as a fan, as I've been going to cons for the past 11 years. Going as, like we did for the Great Lakes Comic Con, as media. We have a press pass.
Hopefully there's nobody like Jimmy Hart there.
Yeah, I mean, so this year, the list is Sabu, Sandman, Rhino, Yvonne Dudley, Papa Shango /Godfather, Rikishi, and Trish Stratus. Now, we figured before that we wouldn't be able to interview Trish, you know, the contractual obligations. And then, as you know, she came back on Raw. I was excited she came back on Raw. I was more excited leading Becky on the titles because they're my, you know, they're my girls. But I did say, "Oh fuck," because I knew Eddie James has been really pushed out the window.
Yeah.
I've got three in mind that I'm gonna attempt to interview. Sandman and Sabu, ECW legends. I've talked about my love for ECW on the show before. I've got some questions for him, not just typical ones. I mean, I've enjoyed all of Sandman's career, even back when he was the Surfer Sandman. Go take a look if you haven't seen it. It's pretty goofy. It's pretty fun. But obviously the big one for those that have listened to all of our episodes, you know, even seen my old booking DIY videos on YouTube. Go take a look at those in our classic playlist. Big Dudley Boys fan. So being able to potentially interview Devon Dudley, I don't want to be a mark for one of our first interviews, but I think it'd be understandable if I was.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite wrestlers, one of my favorite tag teams. When we had the podcast talking about ourselves, our interest, I mentioned Survivor Series 2002 because the Dudleys reforming. You know, the doorway at Madison Square Garden opening up, D-Von running down, helping Bubba beat 3-Minute Warning and Rico. One of the more recent wrestling memories I have was when they returned the night after SummerSlam, I believe 2015. I kind of felt bad, but Anthony usually works at night.
Yeah.
And I remember sending him a text that said, "The fucking Dudleys," with a bunch of exclamation points. And he goes, "What?" And I'm like, "On Raw." He goes, "I was going to watch it when I got off work." Yeah.
That happens quite often.
But. Yeah. It'll be pretty fun. I've already met Bully Ray, Bubba Ray, at a Ring of Honor show at Soaring Eagle. The whole reason I went to that show. Coincidentally, I met Cody there, too. So that's a pretty big night. So I'm hoping to be able to interview D-Von. These ones, they're not scheduled interviews. I've got to go up to them at their table, request one. You know how it goes. It'd be pretty cool to get any of the three. Those are the three I'm targeting. If I get a chance, maybe Godfather, Papa Shango. I've got to admit, I'd feel awkward. So Sandman, Sabu, D-Von, I'm for sure going to get a signed 8x10. I want a picture with them. Add it to my wall. Maybe I'll show it one time on our YouTube channel. But I've already met the Godfather. And Rikishi, when our buddy met him at StarCast, he was kind of grumpy. I don't know if it's because the buddy. I don't know if it's because the event. Kind of grumpy.
Just a little.
I don't really want to beat Rikishi, but I also don't want to walk up to him.
It might have been our buddy. It might have been him.
Yeah.
If we're being honest, if you're listening, my man. Sorry.
Yeah.
But it might have been you. You know, nothing against. Rikishi just doesn't understand you.
I would still pick you over Rikishi any day of the week.
True. I'd take a stink face from him over Rikishi.
Oh, 100%. But I don't want to be awkward because I've seen people do it at conventions. "Hey, Mr. Famous Person that I like, can I get an interview with you?" "No, sorry." "Okay," and then they just leave. Like, to me, that's weird. Like, if I'm at least going to walk up and try, I'm going to know that I'm at least going to get an autograph. So that way, I'm not just leaving them high and dry and making them seem like I'm just trying to use them for the podcast.
Yeah, you just not, wanted that.
Anyway. Yeah, like, that's not the intention at all. I mean, clearly, if it was, I think that'd be silly. But I'm excited to meet the GCW people. I've got plans. We'll see how money goes to go to the Square Circle, it's the Expo/Con down in Indiana at the beginning of April. If things work out, Shane Douglas is there. And then later on, we've kind of hinted at something. Still not going to completely name drop it yet, but Rob Van Dam is going to be both at the Square Circle Expo as well as that event. Then I'd be able to meet Rob Van Dam. I've already met Rhino. I've already met Mick Foley. That only leads a handful of ECW people that are still alive that I could meet. And I know I can't do Terry Funk because he's kind of living out the rest of his days down in Texas.
Yeah.
But, I mean, being an ECW fan and being able to say I've met Sabu, Sandman, Shane Douglas, Mick Foley, and D-Von, Rhino. It's kind of fun. It's something that if I had a time machine, it'd be neat to go back and talk to myself as I'm going through my VHS tapes and watching them. And like, hey, you get to meet that person. You get to interview that person. You get to sit down next to that person. It's something you don't really think about. But it's not just Wrestling and Astronomicon. As I said, there's horror stuff. This year, the big draw is Clerks, which if you haven't seen the Clerks movie, it's movie series. It's Clerks. They've also done Mallrats. It's from where Jay and Silent Bob come from. Kevin Smith, and the director of Tusk and Yoga Hosers. Jason Mewes. Jason Lee's going to be there. He was Dave from Alvin and the Chipmunks. He was also Earl, and My Name is Earl. Another cool connecting point to that is the guy who played Randy is going to be there. That guy was also, he was the large guy in Remember the Titans. He was on The Ranch, the Netflix TV series. And he was also, for video game fans out there, he's a character in The Quarry, the horror choose-your-own-adventure game.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's like Ethan Soup, I can never say it, Suplee. Supply?
I don't know.
It's Suplee. It's cool. He's going to be there. Other notable guests. The other person that I'm going to try and meet, not wrestling related, is his name is Quinn Lord. He played Sam in Trick or Treat, who is the little... I'm sure you've seen the character. He's at all your Spirit Halloweens, your Halloween USAs. He's got the orange jumpsuit and the little sack on his head, usually with a lollipop. He's one of the last horror people, like, big name that I've got to meet. Doug Bradley's going to be there. He was the original Pinhead. He's always a fun guy to talk to. As I'm going through the list here. Blothar from Gwar is going to be there. Gwar is one of those heavy metal bands. They all dress up in character. That's a fun one. You've got two of the Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Michael Behrman, as I mentioned before, he'll be back. He kind of seems to be a mainstay at Astronomicon. Oh. That's the big one to stand out to me. There's going to be others there. There's going to be more representation from Clerks. There's going to be John Lovitz. He's the owner of the nerd team in Benchwarmers. Bonnie Ahrens, who was the nun in the Conjuring movies, she'll be there. So there's definitely a lot for, I always call Astronomicon the convention for, I don't want to say nerd culture.
I'd say nerd culture. It's a little mostly, bit for everybody.
I'll say it's wrestling, weed, and horror. That's like the big three.
Yeah.
And I mean, those are usually the three. You see it in movies and TV shows all the time. Those are the three getting bullied. Those are the three quote-unquote nerds. And it's kind of cool. And then with Blothar there, I mean, like I said, heavy metal. They've got a little bit in there. Twisted is a little bit of rap. So yeah, there's something for everyone at this convention. This isn't your typical comic book comic artist convention. On the flip side of that, they do have former artists, former comic book writers there. Like last year, I don't know if we touched on the podcast or not, I met a guy who illustrated for not only the 70s, 80s Godzilla cartoon from Hanna-Barbera, but he did illustration work for King of the Hill. I mean, there's a little bit of everything there. I think the prices are pretty good. I know at StarCast, I don't remember you buying a whole lot. I don't remember you buying anything at the Great Lakes Con. But at Astronomicon, they got quite a bit of your wallet last year, if I remember correctly.
They did. Well, Danhausen got most of it.
Oh, that's right. We did the photo op with Danhausen.
We did. I got
brother was still so mad he didn't stay for that.
I got the photo op with Danhausen. I got the autograph from Danhausen. What else did I get from there?
You got that, didn't you buy, I don't know what to call them, and I feel bad just trying to describe it like this, the wrestling print where it looks like a comic book cover.
Oh, yeah, that was from there.
Steampunk one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got the Ric Flair and the Fearless Four Horsemen in my basement. My brother has a Sting War Games one in his room, and yeah, you got a CM Punk one if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and well, to be fair to Great Lakes Comic Con, the one we went to last week, I would have gotten something if we didn't leave. Like, yeah. if you were like, okay, we're leaving, and we didn't walk out together, I would have. If I would have stayed, I probably would have bought stuff. I had things in mind I wanted to buy. But then when we got out, my girlfriend's like, well, do you want to go back inside? And I was like, nah, because if I go back inside, I'm going to buy something.
Look, the issue with these, I mean, I guess it's not really an issue. It's not like a bad thing. But usually how I go about it, and I don't know if you've done it because a lot of these you've gone with me or what, but usually we'll take a walk around. We'll remember specific vendors, specific booths. Take that walk again, and we'll be like, all right, if that's there again, I'm going to come back and get it. And we do that last walk. Usually in between those, if there's something we really want, like we have to have it. Yeah. Like I keep going back to Freebird's figures at StarCast. We were in line for Jeff Jarrett, and I glanced over at the figure table. I'm like, oh, shit. I asked the girl, I'm like, can I buy a figure for you while I'm in line? Yeah, what one do you want? And I just handed her the 60. I'm like, those. I have to have them. That picture is on our Instagram. I think it was on our Facebook, too, but it's probably easier to find on our Instagram.
Yeah.
I think it's
all of her degeneracy at
StarCast
cons and stuff are on our Instagram.
All of them. I always find it funny, people at cons who, luckily none of my friend group or family does this, but I see it as I'm there, they'll instantly go up to a table and buy something. But yeah, that's cool, but I'd say 80% of the product people have prints of. So it's not like it's one and done. And most of the figure sellers, I'd say, have multiple. Now, if it's an older figure, yeah, they won't, but those older figures aren't going to be less than $60. So I there's not a lot of people that are just going to walk up and instantly drop that money. But, yeah, I do. I've talked about a lot. I really enjoy these. I do want to say thank you to especially Sarah on the Astronomicon team. She's put up with my constant emails.
Yeah. Luke was like, should I email them again? I'm just like, I don't know. I'll maybe pay for them to email me back. And you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to email them anyway. And then
I did the initial one, and she said yes, and that was a big moment for us. If you follow us on Facebook, which if you don't, why aren't you if you're listening to this? Big things coming. It was this. Because they responded yes, and this isn't a Motor City Comic Con level convention. I still say this is one of the bigger ones in Michigan between people, vendors, money spent, celebrity guests. So to be able to get a pass for this as our first pass, and then after that, I'd be like, hey, am I able to interview X, Y, and Z? I will let you know. Okay. And then I think it was like a month went by. I'm like, any news? Oh, we'll let you know next week. That
Uh-oh. Anyway, Logan, I think, lost connection here, but I'll just wrap it up for him. I've kind of been going long for a preview of what's coming up tomorrow. Logan's going to be at Astronomicon tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have some great interviews coming your way. But again, it's all up to the talent. You know, we can't force them to interview with us, especially at conventions. So, hopefully we get some coming in. Maybe he'll have some great content, too. Hopefully, he doesn't spend his entire paycheck at this convention tomorrow. Oh. Hello. Logan back.
Yeah. I was talking about me being a bum.
I was wrapping it up for you. I was saying that hopefully you don't spend too much of your money tomorrow at the convention.
Okay. Do you want me to restart for me talking about being a bum, and then you can just edit in post?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
fucking tech nerd.
Okay.
I yelled at my cats because I thought they disconnected my internet, and then I looked and they didn't disconnect my internet, so now I feel bad.
You better go apologize, too.
I did. I patted them on the head and I said, "You're good kitties." But I did. I was like, "You stupid fucks." And then I walked over and looked and I'm like, "Oh."
I thought your house just got blown over by the blizzard.
Nope, I did. I was like, "You stupid fuckers." And I walk over and I look and I go, "Oh no." And I pat them on the head and I said, "You're good kitties." But now they're not in the room with me anymore. I think they're offended. But let's see. Okay. So I was saying, I know I'm a bum, but I typically, with these conventions, I only go one day. And the reasoning is, which I think you'd agree, I mean, you kind of mentioned it earlier, you get that little voice in the back of your head and you're like, "Man, I saw this and I want it." And all these conventions, they have ATMs. It's easy to move money now. So it'd be easy to spend a lot of money on art, on figures, on anything.
Well, remember last year, the ATMs, they did so much business last year. The ATMs ran out of cash. No cash available. You had to go to like a gas station three blocks away.
That's it. This is gonna drop after I'm there, right? Well, yeah, because we're gonna have this. Okay. Yeah, I've got $500 ready.
Oh, I was just saying. I hope Logan doesn't spend his entire paycheck next week.
Oh no, that's not my entire paycheck. I'm not gonna disclose how much, but. Bills are paid, and this is my little check, baby.
Baby!
But, I know how easy it is to spend it. I mean, the first year I went to AstronomiCon, I planned on, like I said, my dad was going to meet Michael Behrman. I was going to meet Mick Foley. I think that honestly was it. And I'm walking around, and they have a Roddy Piper They Live figure in a toy booth. $80. I bought it. I could not have it. Last year, I mean, that's kind of what happened with you with the Danhausen photo op, right? I forget which came first, the photo op or the autograph, but either way, you wanted both.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard because there's a lot of cool shit. And then you remember, like, I think it was my mom. They had this random elephant photo, and that's when you and I were walking around waiting for Danhausen. I'm like, "Oh, my mom would like that." And the guy's like, "Oh, it's this amount of money." And I looked at my wallet and I'm like, "Yeah, I got it. I just bought it." Like, you're at a convention, you feel like you have to spend.
They make you feel bad.
Yeah. And the other reason I only go for a day is, I mean, besides beating people, I feel like StarCast you could have done in a day. Like the vendors and just walking around getting the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The longest part of conventions now is waiting in line, which has always been that. But now I feel like people are finding out about these more. They're realizing that. Because I'm sure if you asked a group of 100 people, "Will this horror movie star be nice? Or will this professional wrestler be nice?" I'd say over half would say no. Because that's just. That's how people view them. But. Horror movie people and wrestlers are some of the nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah, most.
They ask about your days. They have little conversations with you. I'm not going to say it on here, but Kevin Nash did make us chuckle. I don't know if you remember what he said last year. Jeff Jarrett, I know I'm kind of going on a tangent with it, but Jarrett, I've said it before. I told him, I'm like, "Look, I prefer Ric Flair, but you better make sure this is his last match because I paid a lot of money to be here." And he patted me on the chest and he said, "I will pull that fucking plug." So, I mean, they're fun.
Yeah.
Convention. I mean, people always tell, they're like, "Oh, you're going to a convention instead of going to California or going to Florida. You've never been to Disney. Why aren't you going to Florida instead of meeting all these people?" Because I enjoy this more. I enjoy being able. So you go to Florida, right? You go to Disney. You come back. You got a Mickey Mouse hat. You got maybe one little thing, right?
You and your Mickey Mouse hat.
Yeah, I sit down in my basement, and again, maybe one day I'll put this on our YouTube channel, but Anthony can agree.
Yeah.
There's stories in that basement. Like, you can go to any room, and I can be like, and I don't just buy things just to have them.
And we're not talking about floors. There's stories down there.
But, and like I said, I don't just buy things to have them. I make sure, I visualize it, and I make sure I've got the room. I make sure it's something I actually want. But almost everything in my basement, I can point at and be like, I either got this here, or, oh, this person got this for me. Like, on my, I've got a tag team wall. So it's got Bubba Ray, got Road Warrior Animal, it's got the Steiner Brothers, and it's got the Rock and Roll Express. So I can be like, I went with my, at the time, girlfriend, but future wife, to meet Bully Ray. Met the Steiner Brothers with PWP. I met the Rock and Roll Express with PWP. And, oh, Anthony got me the Road Warrior Animal autograph. So, I mean, everything down there, there's a story, there's memories with it. And I just think, I know you can get memories from Disney, but I always hear people bitch about the lines and the prices.
Disney costs a lot more than Sandman.
There's lines at conventions. I mean, I waited a little longer than I'd have liked to for Ric Flair. Oh. And maybe Bryan Danielson and maybe Mick Foley. But I mean, being able to look at my picture of me with the Horseman, I enjoy that. Being able to look back at the picture of you and Dalton with Danielson and Foley, I mean, it just makes it so much more fun. But, yeah, Astronomicon, I'll be there. Hopefully, I come back with at least a interview. If not, you'll be able to see some footage. You'll be able to hear me talk about it. You know me, I'm going to end up buying some sort of thing.
Something.
Whether it be art, whether it be a figure, whether, you know.
Maybe a little of everything.
Yeah, maybe a little of everything. But make sure to follow us on our little, I don't know if we have an official name yet, but our little convention tour here. Like I said, I'm hoping there's one wrestling one I hope to go to. We've got one that we're kind of tiptoeing around. We're kind of teasing. But we don't want to say anything solidified yet. But in my opinion, it could be one of the bigger things we do.
Yeah, yeah. I we can call this like the stupendous PWP summer convention tour.
Yeah, it's
the most stupendous.
And you know what? I'm going to go as far as to say 2023. As if our podcast keeps growing like it is. Why stop with one?
Oh man, the bidding war of 2024 for the PWP convention tour.
You, myself, and many other fans have loved the Reverend Devon character, but I wanted to know how you felt about your time as a single star in TNA.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I didn't appreciate it until it was gone.
Okay.
They were the only ones. I was very bitter about TNA for a long time. But then, after sitting back and thinking about the whole run, I basically had to stop feeling bad about it because it was very good. I had a good time with it. The whole Aces and Eights.
Yeah.
Television title run with against Robbie Eno and that. It was really, really cool. I really enjoyed it. TNA was actually the only place that actually gave me a fair shot, and I ran with it.
Then I know Ric Flair just had his last match. If you could book the Dudley Boys' last match, who would it be against? Where would it be? And when would it be?
I would say WrestleMania with the Usos. And I say that because even though when we came back to WWE for the second run and we wound up being with the New Day and the Usos, today's Usos is a lot different than 2015-2016 Usos.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to work with them now, being that they're so far in advance.
Okay.
That I think we would have tore the house down. It'd be like Eddie Christian and the Hardys all over again.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, my man.
And that was myself with Devon Dudley, not only the nicest person I met at Astronomicon, but one of the nicest individuals that I've met in my 10 plus year of going to conventions. It's kind of funny. He was the one that, you know, you and I, out of the three I was looking to interview, because Trish was kind of off the table when she showed up at Raw. He was kind of the one that we didn't expect to get any questions or answered or have any interview with. And lo and behold, he was the only one that answered a couple questions for you, boy.
I don't want to sound mean to the other guys, but, you know, it's D-Von, right? You know, you kind of assume that he would be like, I'm too good to be interviewed by these nobodies, whatever.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he looked like a really nice guy.
Yeah, Hall of Famer. He's known for some of the best matches in, you know, Mania and SummerSlam history. And he did, and it was no problem. I guess before getting too much into that, when we first got there, I saw he was there. I was asked by the people that came with me if, you know, I should get the interviews right out the bat or try for him. I saw that he had just sat down with his breakfast, and, you know, I wanted to putz around the convention a little bit. Then I came back. He was the first one we went up to. My brother, who's here with me, he kept saying that he was, and I quote, tweaking out about all these guys there. Internally, I was freaking out a little, just, you know, getting told no always sucks. You go up to D-Von, you know, got the autograph, and then as he was signing them, hey, you know, would I be able to get a couple questions after? Yeah, definitely. And I almost wanted to be like, oh, fuck, okay.
Like, you're prepared for no already, and you're like, oh, no, now I actually got to ask
a
couple questions. Oh, no.
So they came out, we got our pictures with them. You heard the first two there. I tried to, as I planned questions out for people, I did around 2 to 4 for each, and I wanted it to be stuff that either, you know, I know they weren't asked a lot about, or stuff that I'm curious about that I don't know the exact answer to, from all my readings, videos, things like that. I'll be honest, I was surprised that he talked so well about TNA. I expected some sort of dig about... I mean, he did say that he, you know, kind of harbored resentment for them for a while, but, you know, he wishes it almost seemed like he wishes he could have stayed there and ran with it. He said it was the only company that respected him, which almost makes me wonder, well, respected him in a singles run. Okay. So it almost makes me wonder what happened with the Reverend character. Like, maybe he didn't want them to get back together so soon. Which, ironically enough, the reason they reformed in 2002, 2003 is because Bubba wasn't doing so hot as a single star, not D-Von. But, yeah, I got to meet him. That was cool. We then went to Sabu and the Sandman. I asked Sabu the question. Out of his credit, he shook his head no, and he kind of talked in a, you know, it was a lower, kind of gravelly voice. And I noticed throughout the rest of the convention, he wasn't at the table a lot. I'm almost thinking it was a health reason.
Okay.
Because, like I said, he didn't, and then he kept apologizing. And he, you know, sorry, and just shake his head and all that. No problem. He was next to the Sandman. So then their agent, their handler, whatever you want to call him, had us go down, you know, get the autograph from Sandman. And then my brother and I got a picture with both of them. Sandman asked the same question, too. And first was a no, and then I was like, all right, and then he goes, $100. And I mean, for Sandman and Sabu both, you figure two autographs apiece and a picture with them, 50-40 is like $140. So you're looking at over double what we paid for all that. And the thing is, I asked him, like I did everyone else, for a couple questions. Not a full interview.
Like a 20-minute sit-down.
But yeah, and even when his,
interview.
When his little guy came over, he's like, this guy asked me for a couple questions. And he told me to make an offer after I said, I don't know. And I told him to make an offer, but originally said $100. So that was fair. So, I mean, at that point,
that was
all he wants is $100. Like, I can't haggle him down, clearly, even though he said he was a businessman.
Right.
So I said, I'll pass. And I explained that I was looking to go to the Squared Circle Con, Squared Circle Expo down in Indiana the next month. I'm like, maybe I'll get one there. Probably not gonna. I'll admit, my party that was there with me, my wife and my brother, kind of left a sour taste and was kind of the running joke the rest of the con. After you called him a carny.
I would never say something
that was like that. That was the word that my brother continued to use.
Were you talking to the right Anthony? Other guy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
My dad also met him at one point during the convention because my dad liked him. Again, it was just weird. I kind of, if you'd have asked me beforehand, out of those three, who would have said yes, I would have put my money on Sandman.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was completely wrong. I figured Sabu was in the middle because, you know, I'm sure he gets tired of the same questions. Well, Devon, again, I thought would have been a no. After that experience, my brother wanted to meet Rhino. Not that I didn't want to meet Rhino, but I've actually met him twice before. I have an autograph from one of the meetings. I got to chat with him at another. In there, I got to be in the pictures. Now I finally, you know, have the trifecta of him. He's a great guy. He talked about a wrestling show that he helps put on in Monroe, Michigan. I thought it was nice. He asked us where we were from, and when we said Jackson, Lansing, he then said how the show ends around 9 because there's a curfew, but then it also makes sure that we'll get home safely. And that's when he left the table. He said, you know, make sure to get home safely because we had just had that big snowstorm the night before. So Rhino was a genuine guy. As you can tell from the interview, Devon was one. He seemed to enjoy answering the questions. We've got one more coming up here. Kind of did it more for me, but it's a fun one. Definitely enjoyed Devon. As I said, one of the top people I've met. It's not just because of how much I like the Dudleys. I mean, I love the Steiners a lot, but I thought they were lacking. They really didn't say anything. You could kind of tell they were there for money. I love Ric Flair, but the StarCast incident left a sour taste in my mouth with that. Told my story with Bully Ray, where, you know, I was a Dudley for career day. That's cool, brother. And then turns for the picture. I think if I told Devon that, I would have got more than that's cool, but didn't want to take up too much of his time.
Right.
Besides those guys being there from the wrestling community, Trish ended up getting there a little late due to the bad weather.
You know what sucks about living in Michigan with these conventions? I know there's somebody out there. It was because if you remember the last convention I went to last weekend, there's also a bad snowstorm like the day or two before.
Yep.
And a bunch of people canceled because of that. And then at Astronomicon this weekend, I know there's a few cancellations of like the big headliners there too.
Yeah.
So you know there's some poor guy out there that like really wanted to meet people from both of them like over the next like 2 or 3 weeks. This is like he's been waiting for this month for like ever. And he just got shit on. I know there's probably somebody out there just due to Michigan and living in the Midwest and having shitty weather all the time.
Well, that's like I said, Trish got there later. Besides her, Papa Shango was there with GWC. And then Rikishi was there. Rikishi was kind of off by himself. I don't know if he expected more, if they expected more, but he never really had a line. He had some cool Bloodline stuff. One of the pictures you could have signed was the Bloodline all dressed up like Iron Man. So it was just a bunch of Iron Men, but with Roman Reigns' head, the Usos' head, Rikishi's head. Rikishi's at the front.
Of course. He's the head of the table.
But, but as you were saying, you know, there's other guests there. I also met Sam from the Trick or Treat movie. The girl who played the nun in the Conjuring Annabelle universe was there. One of the guys from Gwar, the heavy metal band, was there. The big draw, though, was for Clerks and Mallrats, that universe. Kevin Smith, the director, it's one of the few times he's really came around. and he's also the star. He's Silent Bob. Jason Lee, who we mentioned about, he's Dave Seville, Alvin and the Chipmunks. He's the other big draw. This is supposedly his second convention he's ever been to. Due to the weather, they both had to cancel. And what makes that worse is Kevin Smith. They had this whole thing. They had a Kevin Smith experience where you'd get like a swag bag with a bunch of his stuff. To have a real good meet and greet with them, photo op. Jason, you figure with them both being there too, all the major photo ops of the cast, you can't do. So now, to Astronomicon's credit and to the credit of both of those guys, they're trying to work out something where at a later date, they have like a makeup. So I don't know if it'll be all, it would have to be all the clerks, you'd think.
Right.
So they can get the full photo op again. But I say good on them. Because, again, going back to StarCast, they were essentially like, yeah, if you don't get it tomorrow, you're just not going to get it. Or there was some where we pre-bought stuff for, and we didn't realize how quickly they'd be gone. Like, we never ended up getting the Brian Pillman photo.
Yeah. He was there for, like, 2 minutes.
So good on them. I'll be definitely seeing how they repay the fans. Of course, if you go through the comments, people asking for refunds. I did like seeing a lot in the community standing up and saying there's a lot more there than just those two. That's why with a lot of these conventions now, I never go for just one, especially after the StarCast experience, in case anything detrimental ever does happen. I have backup things. That way I'm just not a mopey, grumpy ass the rest of the day or weekend. But besides the guests there, the vendors were there. A lot of them were there from the previous 2 years. Definitely fun. I didn't buy as much. I got a couple cool little stickers that are on my personal Facebook. I got Zilla Pin. My wife got some stickers. My brother made out like a bandit. He's the one who got the Chris Benoit and Sabu pictures. And I know what you're thinking, Anthony. How could somebody want to make money off or want to buy something that's Chris Benoit?
Yeah. Fuck that guy. He's no way to do that now. I fucking deleted his comment and blocked him from my page. Some fucking prick was giving us the business. Like, we didn't spend 6-7 hours plus all the research I did beforehand fucking Benoit. And I don't need to get lectured on him.
No, it's one of those things where he bought it because, I mean, rightfully so, it's harder to find Chris Benoit things out there. But, I mean, especially... something that I probably never thought of, and I'm sure you didn't either. Think of all these newer wrestling fans that weren't alive when all this happened, but they hear like rumblings of his name and rumblings of, WrestleMania 20, one of the best main events of all time. Chris Benoit and Kurt Angle, Royal Rumble 2003, one of the best matches of all time. Things like that. Of course, they're going to get interested in him. And I mean, it's not like it's not like the picture was, the crime scene.
Right.
But yeah, I saw that comment, and I wondered what happened. I wondered why the post went away, but now it makes sense. But yeah, nope. He also got, he got some Legos. You've got one coming your way.
I saw, I was giving, your brother, shit at StarCast, or was it Astronomicon last year? I don't remember. Something.
No,
it was. I know it was last year.
Yeah.
About. I wanted to buy a Hulk Hogan minifigure, like the Lego ones, and I was like, "Dalton, you gonna buy this for me?" And he was like, "Yeah, sure, but I don't got no money right now, so I'll get it. I'll get it to you later." And I was like, "Oh, all right, man, I'll wait." And then this guy, a year later, decides to buy it.
Yeah.
So now I got that coming to me in the mail, I guess.
Yeah, he got those. Like I said, he got the pictures. He got a cool sticker that was also posted on our socials of Paul Bearer and the Crypt Keeper. Just a bunch of cool stuff there. There's, of course, many wrestling figures. A lot of the same people from the Great Lakes Con and that are at the other conventions I go to were there. Like, I picked up that Superstar Billy Graham again. I went back and I looked at our TikTok, and it was the same one. It even had the same tag on it. Lot of wrestling Funkos. I don't know if this is recent or not, but it was also like this at the Great Lakes Con. There's a lot of people with old like WWF magazines, WWE magazines, Wrestling Illustrated. So, like, I know they're collectible, but I haven't really seen them at cons until recently.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing any last year at all.
No. And then there's a guy that had a whole bunch of VHSs. My brother kept trying to get me to buy Lex Luger stuff because he knows how much I do not like him. One guy had a cool pin setup where it was vehicles and wrestling. So one of them was the Lex Express. One of them was a Undertaker hearse. One of them was Vince McMahon's limo blowing up, and they were all little enamel pins.
You didn't have a PWP Express, though,
I'm assuming. No, no.
Not a real wrestling fan, then.
I ran into someone that I used to work with at a previous job. He was one of my underlings there. That was kind of cool to see him. But all in all, you know, I feel for the people who wanted to meet Kevin Smith and Jason Lee. You know, I had that moment at StarCast where I'm like, I paid all this money and the whole reason was to meet Ric Flair, and I'm getting shit on. Luckily, I got to meet him. Hopefully, they get to meet him. But it looked like people had fun with the wrestlers. Like I said, Demon and Rhino were by each other. I'm a little confused as to why Sandman and Sabu weren't. I don't know if it's because they weren't sponsored by, I think Devon was Windy City Promotions. But Devon and Rhino had these nice banners, nice backdrops, covered tables. And the way I remember it is Sandman and Sabu were kind of just thrown in the middle with their backdrops. And like I said, Rikishi was kitty corner, but his whole area. I definitely enjoyed Astronomicon. Again, thank you to especially Sarah, who I was emailing and was dealing with my shit. For getting us a press pass that we'd be able to go, we'd be able to enjoy it. Hoping that there's more in the future for us.
Yeah, I know it's a long summer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on, so there's a lot of stops in the PWP World Tour convention.
Yeah. Let's say I don't have a pass for it. But today, I officially bought my tickets for that Squared Circle Expo that I keep talking about in Indiana. The idea there is for my brother and I to meet Kurt Angle. And then at that point, between the Sting autograph, you got him, the Mick Foley autograph, I got him, meeting Kurt Angle. And it's pretty much guaranteed, regardless of what happens, we'll be able to meet Rob Van Dam later down the line. He has an autograph from all his favorites, except for Jeff Hardy, who decided to screw the pooch there and not be a StarCast. So again, thanks, Jeff. Thank you so much for getting arrested again. Gonna go to that. Like I said, Kurt Angle's the big one. I also have a couple, you know, older guys I want to meet. Some Tony Atlas, Greg Valentine, Powers of Pain, that kind of thing. Should be a fun time. Again, not going there. Not getting a press pass for this, with this one going strictly as a fan. So no interviews on this one, unfortunately. But it was very cool to be able to have our first interview. And our first interview be one of my personal favorites. I forget on which social I said it as, but one of my heroes in wrestling, Devon Dudley.
And now we have a podcast exclusive interview question for Devon.
Besides Bubba Ray and Spike, who was your favorite Dudley brother back during the ECW days?
Dances with, sign guy, Big
Dudley. Yep. He was the man.
His favorite Dudley brother besides Bubba and Spike was Big Dick Dudley. I mean, could you go wrong with that one?
That's the one I said.
That is.
So me and Devon, I think we would have hit it off if I was there.
I'd say I know he's gonna be at the that convention in Indy. There's a chance, depending on his table length, that I just go say hi, thank him again. I try to do that for the celebrities that do me good at the conventions, and he definitely did. So again, thank you to Devon. I thanked them all over the Twitterverse. They talked about how good he was on Facebook. We really appreciate it.